So I'm turning this morning to the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. Gospel of Mark, chapter 5, and I start with verses 25 and 26. So Mark's Gospel, chapter 5, verses 25 and 26. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. Well, we'll be thinking about this woman that the Lord Jesus Christ blessed, and thinking this morning is about a cure for spiritual complications. There's such a thing as spiritual complications, just as there is in the physical health situation. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ had just returned from the eastern part, a place called Gadarene. There he had healed a man who was in a very hopeless case, one of the extreme situations of demon possession. The Lord Jesus Christ had just returned from this part and had come back probably to Capernaum. So this miracle may have taken place in Capernaum, at least somewhere around the Galilee. So here the Lord Jesus Christ is. And then the Lord himself had had this man Jairus come to him to appeal to him to go and heal his daughter. So we have the Lord in the midst of a number of healing works out there to do so much good, because Jairus is asking him to bless him, and in the process there's a healing for this woman also. And so, as I said, he is, as it were, in the midst of these wonderful things that he is doing for people. He was always doing good. The Lord Jesus Christ was always attending to the needs of people and so much concerned about their circumstances and state. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as the Lord Jesus Christ was going to the house of Jairus, this synagogue ruler, there was this woman that comes along with a problem, her own very special problem, and a persistent one. Yedim komano peifa sedye eradidi ayasabra dia aye dindin din dia ne ti dia aye dindin din na efa sama mi ano wosa yariya aye din e sedia iti wongtua enko omo ebobom body dienso enkro. Na ne kafira di Yesu Kristo no abesin akọ gathering wakọ apawo baby na wakọ shia obi kra na hun fi ahye no na wasani yare na bra oba no na papa bi se fa ni Jairus no se be shia no ono so se ne ba yare oye ma iradi Yesu Kristo na mkwan so a okọ akwasa no so yare na ma mi so odi ni de bobo nti iradi Yesu Kristo no na mkwan so okọ na ma mi dia obeshe mwa ono nso pe ishrafi iradi Yesu Kristo ye ka se o chenyen se dia iradi Yesu Kristo I bring you now or you're so busy dealing with needs and dealing with people and their conditions. The Bible tells us that the miracles that the Lord Jesus Christ wrought, they were real physical visible miracles, yet at the same time they were also pictures of how he deals with souls. So that it was not just the healing of the body he was interested in, he was also interested in the healing of the soul. Radi Yesu Kristo bra osem nam no eyare no chronic chain said eyare sa na ube hunu sa wo ho anka ube hunu ube tumi cry de won say some we sa ampa we di Radi Yesu Kristo asani ade ampa and so abrekrono a okasa chain e for said ye osa krami ade and so enti and ini di ebedwe won e pasa mani ho. And so first we start with a very secret plague. She had a problem that was secret because she had to keep it to herself. Verse 25. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. Verse 27 tells us that she would come to the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a very complicated case. An issue of blood, a regular thing with women, that they have their period of where they have this flow. But this woman's case had gotten out of hand. It wouldn't stop. It should have existed for a few days. Now it had gone on. And then it was realized, she realized it was an illness, a disease. See, she was in constant flow of blood. And so you can picture her, can't you? She would have grown pale because blood would have, should have lost so much blood and should have grown slim as a result and weak and frail in frame. And so you can picture her almost in your mind. And this woman, not only she had done her very best, she had gone to the doctors and she had been willing to pay and pay and pay. And she tried all kinds of doctors. She sought secondary opinion, as they would say today. And had gone to other places, gone to other doctors, tried others, if there would be any hope at all. And in the process, she'd lost everything. So she does not only have a problem of illness, she now has to deal with the problem of her poverty. She had no money with her now. She could not seek medical help anymore. She doesn't have the money to pursue that anymore. Should have been left in a state of despair, only to wait for a slow, painful death. That was all she could expect. That was all she could live to see happening to her. And so this is a sad state. And you see the complication. It starts with an ordinary illness. It ends up not only in poverty, but also in despair, and in a condition where she'll be so much cast down, perhaps most of her life. And so, yeah, come for some money, you say, Yadiano, Eshasia, say, Yadiara, Esansana, Nibojano, Ubianim saw a bad year, Senimoja Tinua, a year once in a month, and our buff for a few days, Ubianim say, Maminidi, Atuaso, Enjaeda, for 12 years, Ubitimi, do what Jim Crazy Sunny, yes, sir. And she says, Samri, Wafon. Why a fita na wadin crap a sansa moja cra engine and widiemu inti obedien cra egina a fed you cra ya dianun quao or personia your santi within baby barcon or co baby barcon was try doctor barcon a neighbor who are co baby obey to me now with Piasi Council now a new problem of illness alone and yen yadian con a fed you cran some police casunfo. And yes, so Missy come for the best or the best shy at some corner, a six number cry, a better say the your front of complications. And Newman Bimo, a shall say the problem back home, a Bimo back it come, my figure, I can see no. In the moon, a moon, near where he'll crown on shepherd. So which of them should she deal with? The poverty, the despair, the anticipation of death, or the disease? Which one? There's such a complication in a case. Nitibia aboboso and tiakwese omudie on shakrampo. My dear friends, do you know that there is spiritual complications also? And sometimes people don't realize they may have fallen into that case. And you know, as you grow up, and this is a help to young persons, how important it is for you to seek the Lord early. And to take him serious very early and to repent and yield your life to him. Because you see, this is how spiritual complications also begin. I start off my life and I am soon sick. That's a fact. We are soon sick. And so you know some habits are growing in your life. I am a sinner, you are a sinner. And apart from the fact that we are sinners, particular habits begin to build up. And they begin to become stronger and stronger and stronger, and a little something else, and a little something else, and a little something else, if I can permit my example, perhaps, that sin has led into relationship problems. And so the relationship problems lead to difficulty in marrying. And the difficulty in marrying had meant, I hope I'm not talking about anybody's situation, I'm sorry, perhaps I'm not able to marry, now he lives alone, there's nothing wrong in living alone if you can, but living alone, and so because he's living alone, perhaps his eating habits has become not something, he cannot eat healthy food, and so health troubles are coming in. And so, in these days, unfortunately, we may have to add up before you realize perhaps drug problems is coming in. perhaps is becoming dependent on drugs or something like that to keep up his mood and to keep him a bit happy. And so now life begins to soar with all these problems. Health then comes in. Now in his late 30s or 40s, and health problems are coming. And these health problems come in, and then his health bill soar. He cannot maintain himself. He's in a good job, but he's spending so much on all kinds of... He's spending now on betting. He's spending now on unnecessary things. And he's in a very tight corner now. Things are hard for him. And what is most sad is that because things are hard for him now or her now, he becomes bitter. He becomes suspicious of everybody. He now never looks at himself. He looks at the family. Oh, everybody in the family is a wicked person. And he builds up this idea in his head. And hatred fills his heart and head. And so he's hardly relating to anybody. He's become cut off. He's cut himself off, withdrawn from people. And then eventually directs his hatred toward God. And at that point, he becomes entirely shut up. I don't want to hear anything about God. If there's any God at all, why should he let my case be like this? He forgot. He's forgotten. It started with a sin that was dominating my life, and I didn't care. And I thought I could manage it. I thought I could just keep it running. No, it will lead to complications, spiritual complications. And eventually you will be suspicious of God himself. You will never believe he has an answer. As any other answer from anywhere, you will go and test them. Oh, this will help. You go and test it. Oh, this will help. You go and test it. You only complicate the situation. And eventually you will run out of any interest in the Lord, in the matters of your soul. Spiritual complications, my dear friends. Don't get to that extent, friends. Because it has made some people entirely cut out their own hopes. Hopes that are available. Even God's own appeals, God's own kindness is frowned upon. No one is kind, including God. And so they cannot lift up their heads and say, but I can receive help from the Lord. You see the sad state you're in. Oh, my dear friends, you don't have to get to that extent. And so we subain braakon anami enibi ena di hini power ma brebo mu enti e kosu seya obedu baby no ena if you atwetwe me ko subain ebi mo nso ebi anu ma shaase kwasa mi beti enti misika kra engine na mi nsem enti we hu na afia de semedi nyoma ahodo nyina bebobo me sanse me pesika no wan hwe ye kra fisun kra no mi ntimi kra ni nkofa entina. My relationship I have basa because my ear suspicious now obia enye no cre mami enti unti mi kra ni obia enye nkita obie mpo afi krobe da mi kra kwa nyankopon so wonyi ni kra se nyankopon bi wo ho ye huma bro and now be to me shira enti won pesa wetina se mo kra wo asum ye gba nyankopon din dia no mo dia ma hawo na wo bue fun to. You don't believe that. You see that there's a layer of one problem upon another. That's what we call complications. Even in a physical sense, spiritually it is the same thing. And my dear friends, unless your sin is cured, that's inevitable. Unless the sin is dealt with, and the Lord Jesus Christ changes us, that's inevitable. One problem after another until even God is not a matter of interest because you don't believe that he is able to help. There's something surprising in this passage. This woman's case, she knew that in fact the Gospel of Luke tells us that there was no one who could help her. So human help was out. There was no way. But what a surprise. Look at the passage. In verse 27. When she heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. When she heard of Jesus, think of it again. somebody who had come to realize that there was no hope whatsoever in the community. No one could bring any help. And yet she hears about the Lord Jesus Christ, and she said, well, I must go to him. So naturally we have to ask, what did she hear? Because we are told in verse 28 what she said she was going to do. Look at verse 28. For she said, if I may touch body's clothes, I shall be whole. This is a hopeless case, lady. Among men, there is no cure. And you know it. You tried and tried until you have nothing. She hears of the Lord Jesus Christ and says, when I go to him and I touch him, I shall be whole. This is amazing. That what she said should make us know something of what she heard. There was no hope among men. And yet there's a particular one that she hears about, and hope rises. Not just hope, certainty. I shall be healed. What did she hear? What did she see? We can only assume. The specifics will be difficult, but the Bible teaches us that we must assume that she had something about who the Lord Jesus Christ is. His claims, for example. Or she may have watched from a distance, perhaps, some of the miracles of the Lord. I say distance because her condition would have meant that she couldn't go into the crowd. She was ceremonially unclean also, and so she couldn't go into the crowd. And so she would have perhaps watched the Lord Jesus Christ perform some wonderful works from a distance. Something like Zacchaeus. You know that man called Zacchaeus? That he has also heard about the Lord, couldn't go to him direct, climbed up a tree just to have a glimpse of him pass by. This woman may have seen the Lord from afar perhaps, and she had listened to her claims and teachings, and she had reflected upon that, and she had become certain, this one is no ordinary human being. This one is no ordinary human being. Not only that, he's not only an ordinary human being, he can cure. He has the cure for my case. Not only does he have a cure, it will be easy for him. Do you know what she said? I only have to touch his garment and I shall be healed. It will be easy for him. Your case, 12 years without cure, you suppose that would be easy? This must be a different person. Not only easy, it will be immediate. When I touch him, I shall be whole. Come on, woman. What have you heard? What have you seen about this man that you truly believe this kind of thing? Not only that will it be immediate, but any measure of contact with him will be enough. I don't have to go and perhaps let me stand on a kind of a pedestal and everybody sees my case and he does all these rituals around me before he does the healing. And a little touch of him would do the work. What an amazing thing this woman must have heard. She had seen that this is the Lord Jesus Christ. And whatever else we may not know that she learned, she had learned that this is a unique person. This is a unique person. And her trouble was easy for him. He can deal with that. And he can deal with that at once. My dear friends, have you, through the challenges of life, gotten into spiritual complications so that now you don't really believe Christianity itself is of any benefit? Well, as for church, I was brought up in church, so I will never stop going to church. But to have a real serious dealings with God, to have a real life of trust and dependence upon him, that's hard. I think I've tried all kinds of things. And I've drawn the conclusion, there's no help at all. Only be a little religious and try to solve your own problems wherever you can. After all, everybody will live with problems and die with problems. Is that your message? Is that your mind? Is that what you are thinking? Why, friends, can we commend to you, as this woman saw, The Lord Jesus Christ is unique. He is special. He is different. We can confidently tell you, if you are thinking that way, if you are thinking everything is hopeless, only a little religion here and there would do, and then I'll do whatever you can by yourself, we are sure you'll never come to the Lord Jesus Christ. You've never come to prove Him. You've never come to know what it is to know. I'm aware you go to church, or you may come here. I'm aware you may even know some people who have been to church for years, and you look into their life and there's nothing attractive, and it puts you off. You say, look at that, look at that, look, I know that woman. She'd been to church from childhood. Now she's 99. And everything in her life seems very hopeless. I don't think there's any help at all. My dear friends, we tell you from the authority of Scripture that anyone in that case who still thinks even God is a hopeless case has never truly come to the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. You've never come to Him. I'm going to describe to you how we come. And check and see whether you have truly come. And when you have truly come in this way, we are confident we can tell you. You would say, yes, this is the one. Yes, I've not been to Him. I can go to Him now. Yes, I've never tasted Him. No, I've never known Him. And that's the problem with me. You would realize that. Yekase siye se. De ye yon wong wani se diye mami. O timi huni se. Obia ni hobe tini abuani diye. En si radi Yesu Christo be tini. San se otie radi Yesu Christo. Mwa sem no. O mwa no ko ni nche. Ye se. O ye de ne bra o nim se. Ni ti diye ye diye. Obia en timi em wani no. O te fe radi Yesu Christo no. O ye ne se. We di obe tini abuani. Diye no te fa no ho. Diye na shokro huni e fa no ho. Say the or ye na geno, say and say a genese. Bibi, unkunu bibi, oti bibi, enya sanka and si. Winim saw a problem na enye ye. Was sorry ya, umobi was walk on in chen. Debi, unkunu bibi, enya saw on in chen crowns who push your kakan. Or say, sa papa idiot, semino con in chen, minim pa se. Or some year, no, or befano, kitwebi. Obey no simple. Obey no sesia. I think simple. And sase, Jemma, me, or dimikojina, duduo muna, or ye, and yoma who do a biansa. Seminian kitten would dear kitua bia cra. Obey to me, Shirami. Adentia. Yes, baby, what you to me when you get a call so my demo. Sorry. Now, so, as HSA did it say, when you say, Radi Yesu Christo, yes, so, my dear friends, and for a non car, until you really come to the Lord, you never see how different the Lord is. I'm sure we are sorry, I'm sure we are in your mood, you know. And so, when to me, one cassassin, a radius of Christo, dear or yes, strong call. Meet me, my bro, button in Semus, say, and then I'm in our arming so. Now, sir, when to me, who knows, sir, yes, say. Sentient, say, who knew a radius of Christo, and cha. Well, if you're Western, once in your good trim, but one man in change. And Shakovich Nakacho, me Kraminana, it's in him, could I be more quiet? Sorry, say, it's on my opinion, a verbal cry, but let me, I mean, who is a mean poor host in a mini hole? Meaning, to me, Connors, Sam Iradin Kwan in him, being in me. Iradius Christo, dear, or your son Kwan, Master, or be our urban in chambers, be one. So be to me, I any how the Yadier, Ejuma. Said ye at Tibia, obit me shran. Na, odino abanin che. My dear friends, think of the Lord Jesus Christ and how unique He is. He is very God of very God. Surely, this woman will learn of this later. But this is the fact. This is no mere man. This is God who are taking on human nature and come among us. It is the miracle of all miracles. Can you take it in? That the God of all universe would somehow inhabit human body and walk on earth. And surely, what is it that he cannot do? The Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And then this woman would have known his records. Everyone that came. We read in a passage in Matthew chapter 8. The Lord Jesus Christ had gone to a place. And when they heard of him, they brought all the sick. They brought all the sick to him. And all those persons who were demon possessed. And the Lord Jesus Christ healed every single case. He dealt with every single case. Everyone went home rejoicing. This is the Lord. This is the Lord. You can think of his claims. He can say, I am the light of the world. That claim alone shows you that whatever darkness my soul is falling into, he is able to dispel the darkness. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. And this woman saw, he can do that. And something strikes me a little. Why look at the passage there? Verse 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. If only I may touch his clothes. Why clothes? Why did she not say, if I may but hold his hand? Jairus was saying, come and lay your hands on my daughter and she'll be healed. This woman is saying, if only I can lay hold of the garment, just touch the tip, the hem of it, I shall be whole. Why the garment only? Friends, it seems we can only gather from what we know about the circumstances. We cannot be 100% sure, but there's something that shines through this. Remember, I said, this woman, because of her constant flow of blood, would have been ceremonially unclean. As a ceremonially unclean person, she wasn't allowed in public. She couldn't mingle with people like that. It appears that this woman had taken that into consideration. Here am I. I dare not go defile anybody. Yet I know that this man, even though I can think of the difficulty or possibility of ceremonial defilement, he's able to deal with the problem, because by just touching his garment would do it. If I touch his flesh, I may begin to say, well, am I defiling this man or something like this? But it's not necessary. I can touch just the garment and I say, can be healed. What a thought, if that is what was in her head. Because what else could she do? As a ceremonially unclean person, she couldn't go openly. She couldn't go publicly. She couldn't go and embrace the Lord, hold his hand or anything like this. At least the Lord wouldn't have been affected. But the person's mind, she would know that that would be a problem. But this woman saw that even if that should be a problem, there is a solution. I don't need to hold his hands. I don't need to touch his flesh. I only need to touch his garment. And it said, I can be blessed. What a wonderful thing. Because it encourages us. When you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, when people are considering matters of their soul, very quickly, problems rise into their heads. Something that they think will be a hindrance. Years ago, I knew a young lady, and I may have mentioned years ago here, but it was a long time, as many of you may not remember. It was this young lady, actually it was a family of about three or four, and we had gone to speak to them about God's word, and they had started attending. I wasn't in a Reformed Baptist church at all. I was in a Convention Baptist church. And we had gone to this home to speak to this family, and they had started coming. And one of them seemed particularly affected by what she was hearing. And she's saying to take the Lord seriously. From what we can see, she's seeing the person the Lord had touched and perhaps even saved. And so I began to speak with her and said that, would you want to be baptized? And of course, if she had said yes, the next would have been to ask her about her testimony of conversion. And then she said, no, Pastor, not now. And then you ask her about, you understand, you ask her about her trust in Christ and all this kind of thing. She was so clear. And she said, no, Pastor. Well, she did that a few times. So, some time passed, another time came, her answer was the same. And the one time she decided that she would be willing to tell us her problem. And I told her, okay, tell her. My sister was a very mature sister, that I would go to her and tell that sister what the problem might be. And you know what her problem was? She had understood clearly. She really wanted to come to the Lord. But she had realized she had a problem. It was a problem of a sinful relationship. And without anybody telling her, she herself knew it could not go on. She could not come and say, I have yielded my heart to the Lord. And yet she was in a sinful relationship. She saw clearly. And she saw that there was going to be a problem. And this, I'm telling you this, when she received explanation and help, she was so willing, because she saw the Lord can deal with this also. You know, it wasn't just a relationship, because since the time she had understood the gospel, she'd broken up with the man. She wasn't going to the man's place anymore. she was kept herself away. She'd have just said, oh, well, then it's okay with me. No. You know something? Her conscience was telling her that the man's wife, who knew what was happening and had in the past warned her, she had a grudge with her, and that has to be dealt with. And her problem was, how do I face this woman? And that's why I'm telling you this. How she saw even that was possible. It was possible. She had the grace at the time. I was surprised. I'm almost going to mention her name. Would you want to go and meet the woman? She said, yes. Do you know she'll be so angry and mad at you? Yes. Do you know she may even slap you in the face? Yes. Do you know she'll insult you? Yes. Do you want to go still? Yes. She becomes so willing. Where is that strength coming from? She's considered the problems. She's considered even the possible hindrance. And she's seen that the Lord is able to help her. My dear friends, are you considering how to come to the Lord? And you are considering the problem. I really want to come to the Lord. Oh, but what about if I become a Christian and I lose this job, because I know this is a very questionable job, and yet that's what is feeding me. Are you considering that? Would you see the Savior? This is a unique person. He has a solution for that too. I don't know how he will solve that, but I'm certain he will. If you came to him and you did your heart to him, oh friends, said your problem is no. A yana bra wages of a be ready or crani yana. If you want to jump past me, test me be ready or how. And I feel it's so a who do be so sorry what come mo. Na sad problem here. Sad dear you say. For young persons, a taba say, we be one one, or shall send me or buy you an abrain today, she shall only say a tear young copon. If they die, Baba na Jesus of a so be ready or no, na sorry when you trim, na no swear. And the Yamano happy town say, I'm shana. Into This woman still came. She didn't only reflect her resolve, she came. You see there, verse 28, I think verse 27, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. She came. Come, friends. Come to him. You say, how do I come? How do I come? The woman's case is very brief and helpful at the same time. Come, you know, before you come, be clear of your problem. Face up to the problem. Don't hide it. Tell yourself, I know this is a problem with me. Likely you don't know all of it. God knows you don't know all of it. But those that you know, face up to them. Here am I. I have a bleeding problem that will never end. In our case, concerning our spiritual circumstance, you may say, here I am. I have this problem with my pride and my desire to run my own life. Here I am. I want to be the master and the boss of my own affairs. I don't want to submit to anyone. I don't want to submit even to Almighty God. Face up to that. And yet, do you desire to be cured? Do you see it's a problem? Do you see it to hurt? Have you seen it is already hurting and it creating complications in your life? What shall I say? We say, how? I shall say, then see, only the Lord Jesus Christ. No human help would do. No human help. Friend, we tell people, if you had any pastor and said, you come, I am a wonderful anointed man, and I have a wonderful oil there, I can give it to you. And once you spread, smear it on all everything, all your problems will melt away. Come with a bottle of mineral water, and I can bless it for you. Go and sprinkle it over your children, and you turn them brilliant overnight. And drop a little in the water you give to your relations that come to visit you. And all the relational problems will be resolved. Well, friends, you know he's speaking nonsense. You know he's never been sent by the Lord. He's such a foolish man that he can ever speak like that to people's problems. He has no fear of God in his heart. He should have said, there's only one that can help. And I want to help you to know how to go to him, the Lord Jesus Christ, because he only is God. He only came down to deal with human problems. He will go to the very source and cure it from there all the way to every aspect of your life. And so, this is the Lord Jesus Christ. Face up to the problem, friends, and remember who he is. He is God. He took our nature and then went to the cross of Calvary to bear the punishment for sin, to die in the place of all needy sinners. Who would ever desire his help and blessing? He became our representative and suffered the suffering that we should have borne. He is the only one that can help, because the problems we have, their roots are always in sin. And the sin problem has to be dealt with. And the Lord Jesus Christ is able, and he only is able to do with that. Go, come to him. Now, when you come, realize, as the woman did, realize that you didn't need to perform any rituals. You didn't need to engage any kind of complicated kind of thing. You must only trust in him. Know that he is God, able to answer your prayer if you are sincere, and he will bless, and he will deal with you, and he will draw you to himself. My dear friends, you see how simple it is? Shefed Yawaye, Opesobe Rabbi Shefed Yawaye, Shedia Utibiatia, Emueningusu, and Sheda, Empian Tunchini, Jinemin, Shedia Waye Tianu. Or your Kronkron Yankopon,
wehunu paso wa wo pese wona wudi wa brɛ bɔso wo mpese nyankopompo eye emrade e wa brɛ bɔso ku sɛ bɔne kɛse wo nyankopono obɛde ehyira wo brɛ ne nkyɛn ɛne hwɛ sɛ ɔne ɔyɛ nyankopɔn ɔba yɛ nkyɛn ɔbɛfa bɔne ho ade so ɛso a ɛ ohunu amani ɛwɔ asɛnnua no so sɛdeɛ ɛbɛyɛ nyankopɔn deɛ mbɛba ne nkyɛn na ku sɛ ɛnsɛ sɛ wokɔyɛ biribi huhuhuhu bi ansa wode abra wode abɛka wote bi akyerɛ mu bɔwerɛhyɛ no mu sɛ sɛdeɛ okyina de hye bɔdeɛ ma ne mɔyɛfoɔ no wɔ nso wɔbɛtumi ahorɔ wo na gyaa wɔ abrɛbɔ no ma no gyaa ma no ɛmfa wɔ no nka wo ka kyerɛ wo sɛ mempɛ sɛ meyɛ owura wɔ me a mabrɛbɔ so deɛ o ɔno bɛyɛ awurade na ɔno nko a bɛyɛ ma werɛhyɛ mu hwɛ sɛ wɔnka no kora mu na ɔyɛmpɛ sɛ obɛhyɛ wo sɛ me mmerɛ no ɛɛkɔ mekata the lord bless this woman. It is amazing. Friends, I will be a bit faster now. Look at verse 20. And it's all, the description is quite graphic. Verse 29. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Isn't it amazing? And this is one of the beautiful descriptions of conversion. Remember, now the Lord deals with the physically ill, always gives us some insight about how he deals with the soul. Now this woman touches the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Bible says that immediately, the very moment I am sincere, the trouble is sincerity. People may pretend, people may still hold on to hopes and confidences, and so they delay their own blessing. The very day I am truly resting my hopes upon the Lord Jesus Christ alone, the Lord blesses. And straightway, the fountain of the blood was dried up. The Lord dealt with the exact problem. How many times, friends, I can tell you. Many people have told me, Pastor, when I became converted, some of the sins that were my most difficult sins, they became the easiest to overcome. It's always amazing what the Lord does. And so, the fountain of their blood dried up. You see how graphic it is? So that not only was it done, and that's a beautiful part again, and she felt in her body that she was healed of a plague. Conversion is not a kind of a mental calculation. We know it has happened. There is certainty with it. Something happens within us, and we know it is the work of the Lord. Our guilt of sin is removed. Why is it that the shame and the guilt is gone? Is it because I've tried to manage to forget it? No. I can see in the Lord Jesus Christ as my own Savior also, and as the one who has borne my sin, because I came crying to Him. You look into your life and you see something has happened. You become a humble person. The desire for mastery, the desire to feel important and big, has shriveled down. You say, where did it go? One of our hymn writers said, I'm surprised my pride is gone. You say, I used to be a boastful person. I admired myself. I thought everybody should look at me and admire me. It's all gone. I realize I'm only nothing. If anybody should see anything, they must see the Lord, the Savior, who works wonders in hearts. Where did it go? My desire for sin. It's gone. The sin was still tempted still, but the desire for it is gone. And the desire to excuse it and cover up it, to try and behave, it's not there. It's all gone. You become a sincere person. Friend, this is one of the amazing things that happens. You hate lies. You hate every form of lie and pretense.
Because the Lord has made you so genuine, so open, so plain. David says, I hate all forms of lies. And it happens in us. Because without it, we will never be heard. Without it, we will never be sincere. Without it, we will never have our prayers answered. Because the Lord will read upon it every time, a liar. Because I will never be true. It's an amazing thing. And an amazing confidence rises in your heart. God is my Father. I can tell Him everything. I can trust Him about every case. I can refer to Him every difficulty. Him and help, whether they come or not. I don't really care. God will help me. The Lord will support me. Where did it come from? You didn't know that. It is put in your heart right away. The very moment you trusted in the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, this is put there. And so, friends, the Lord worked in her private heart first. There has to be that personal work first when the Lord worked these things in our hearts. Christianity is not just learning about Christian truths, important they are, because it must be the foundation, but they must be tested. They must be proved. They must be entered into, as it were. Otherwise, it's a lie. It's a sham. It's a head thing. It never blesses. It never heals. It never changes. But it's only in the head. And so, this is a very beautiful picture. Oh, friends, I have to begin to go. Saubai. Odinin sabake radipe. No, no, humso, tese. Nimojano. Ariel, Agira. Scripture says, Oti, when you read the Musa, when you are hearing stuff, if you are not, you say, you are fully in the power for Sadi Radi Diambaninche. Christians, so many are the same, be so good, you may go to me, and you may go to me, and you will dig a bit in a soul. But it shall say, a dewoba, a radian cassanche, a radijiwa, and you will only know what will go with you more. A radiate man said, you will be some pay radia Jimmy. If you will say, a mirabe snooker, a 4 day adjin set, may ye debo anyone young cook pomo radi, a buffoca, missuno, a cock, a crescent of Yana, Masha Dadia should be trim. The missions of Santa Matima Tintin, the Shemi Trims at Abbey, his sons would me say, Sai Radino Bechina, this year, but Yamani Moya from Mia Banning Chain. Na, meaning Sawyer no cray, Emma no Boshe. Now we want to say, Bravo Banning Channel, or ye be grow up, come on, woman is such a pain. Or boy, come up from my woman is said, one person a year that that for you. What come on, what do I say? And you say, Uncle Ponoa, you wait here, whoop papa. Now, sir. I give the whole person who don't know what to do with him and found the salvation, you know, and from the kit to an answer question. One person who didn't be willing to say, Bonnie Mubio. Bonnie was somewhere, Shadia, but then who don't give. Friends, I have to begin to close with these. Now, look at verse 20, 30. And I'm reading all the way to 34 so that I can summarize it. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue was gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. Obananajiyana said, to be to me, Abinyanshano, quietly, no upon baby before. Now, obviously, conversion begins with the mind, personal encounter with the Lord that has to come. Christianity, old preachers often called it a personal religion. My own walk with the Lord. I am brought to be aware. I am under the government of God.
I am in relationship with Him. He leads the way. I follow. He is Lord. I am a servant. He is holy. I am a sinner. Ever trusting in what He did. There's that sense given unto us. I'm in a spiritual environment now. That's the environment you sense you are in. I cannot run my life as I want. I cannot take my own decisions as I want. These are amazing things. Now when that is done, you will never remain quiet and private. It will come to the public. The Lord will make sure it comes to the public. And so, the Lord turns around. The Lord knows that this woman had touched Him. And says, who touched me? The disciples were surprised. You are in a throng of people. Everybody's jostling you. People are really rubbing their bodies against you. Why do you ask us such a question? The Lord knows the difference. He knows the ordinary rubbings of body and somebody who had come to receive a blessing. But friends, I don't want to stay here. My time is almost out now. We always tell people, the Lord knows those who truly cry to Him. He knows those who truly cry to Him. Please, we tell people, don't try to deceive anybody. Don't deceive a church. Don't deceive a pastor. Don't deceive church officers. God knows those who actually come. And the truth is this, He blesses them. The blessing is in His hands. It's not in any human person's hand. It's within. You come to Him genuinely. He blesses. If you pretend, He sees and withholds the blessing. He wouldn't bless. We may make mistake and take you along and say, brother, brother, brother. But Almighty God, if you have seen insincerity in me and a pretense with me, He knows me. He would not have blessed. I have been still in my sons. I will still be an unbeliever. I will still be an unconverted person. He knows the difference of those who are truly crying to Him. Friends, that should encourage you and be one of those that you want the Lord to know that I cry to Him. I called upon Him. I didn't let anybody applaud me and accept me and say, wonderful, wonderful. Not that, Lord. You heard me. You heard my cry. I came to Thee with my sins. I came casting away all my hopes and rested it all upon Thee. Lord, You are my witness that I came. A Christian can humbly call God as his witness. Lord, You know that I trust nothing. You know that I have no confidence in anything in this world. Not in myself too. Lord, You are my witness. All my hopes rest on You only. God must bear You witness, friends. He must bear You witness. And that's when it becomes public. He will let that be seen. And then He pronounces the final benediction, you see. Only look at verse 34 when we close. He must pronounce the final benediction. And He said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. The Lord must pronounce the benediction, my dear friends. Never forget, if you will be saved, it must be the Lord. He will work quietly in your heart. So it's a private thing. But you never remain private. The Lord will make it open. Your case will become clear. The change will become so obvious. And you yourself will confess it, what the Lord has done in your heart. And the Lord Himself will put his seal upon that, because he has worked in us. Friends, you see, if this happens in your life, we can tell you, it doesn't matter what happens in life. It doesn't matter what. Throughout life, you will prove the help of the Lord to your dying day. You will never be left a hopeless person walking about begging from the empty entertainment and pride of the world. You will never be left that way. You would ever be resting and rejoicing in God who saved you. Dear friends, have you come? So now I can ask you, have you come as this woman came and sought God himself to be your witness that you came? You abandoned all trust, including yourself, and you look to him only. Is he your witness? Then he will pronounce the blessing on your soul, and it will be so clear that you are a child of God, and he will be with you all the days of your life. I'm sorry, I'm cheating the tree a little. I can't say the tree now. I want to close this matter. Let's pray to